From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to Let the Bible Speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, you're very welcome to our program. Today I'm going to conduct a memorial service for a woman who is a long time dead. But more about that in a moment. Before we come to our Bible study, I want to read from Mark chapter 14 and also play a hymn. The latest edition of our quarterly magazine is available free to all our listeners. It features a number of interesting articles on a variety of important subjects. I particularly enjoyed reading the testimony of a former U.S. fighter pilot, Squadron Leader D.L. Iverson. Please send for your free copy of this magazine. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll be continuing our study of Christ on trial before his enemies and playing another extract from a sermon we are giving away free. The sermon is entitled, Danger in Delay. It's one I preached a little while ago in our church. Now please turn with me to Mark chapter 14, and we'll read from verse 3. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could, and she is come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. May God bless this reading of his word to all of our hearts. Here's a Salvation Army choir singing for us, Draw Me Nearer, Precious Lord.
Draw me nearer,
Will you turn with me now, please, to Mark chapter 14 and those verses we read together? As I've already indicated, I would like to conduct a memorial service today for a woman who has been a long time dead. The incident recorded in these verses is the same, I believe, as the one recorded in John chapter 12, the verses 1 to 8. There we are told that the woman who anointed Christ was Mary. We are told also that she anointed his feet and wiped them with her hair. This incident is full of symbolism. It depicts the loving devotion that every Christian should bestow on Christ our Saviour whenever we can. Every part of the Saviour, from his head to his feet, is precious to the true believer. There is nothing that he has said or done or that he purposes to do that we reject or oppose. All is equally lovely to the soul of the truly devout. Such love will bestow our chief gifts upon him. I am not referring to monetary gifts, but rather the chief of our time, our devotion, our energies. We will be often at his feet, listening to his word, and seeking to obey his commands. The rule of life that the truly devoted, like Mary, is summed up for us in Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Christ comes first, and our very best belongs to him, if we love him as Mary loved him. This incident teaches us, firstly, not everyone was as ignorant of the Saviour's forthcoming death as were the disciples. What this woman Mary did was spurred by her knowledge of the approaching death of her beloved Master. Verse 8 tells us, "She is come aforetime to anoint my body to the burying." She knew the Saviour would soon die, and so she manifested her love for him at this opportunity. The last time the Saviour had mentioned his death to his disciples, they had not understood his words. Let me read from Luke chapter 18, verse 31. "Then he took unto him the 12, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and spitefully treated, and spitted on. And they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again." And they understood none of these things, and this saying was hid from them. Neither knew they the things which were spoken. But Mary, she knew about the Saviour's forthcoming death. A knowledge of such things is not the preserve of the learned and the privileged, such as the disciples. It may well be the possession of the humblest believer. All who sit at the Saviour's feet and hear his word will share in this wonderful knowledge of what God purposes to do in the future. Secondly, notice how often the works wrought out of love for Christ are misunderstood. What Mary did was immediately criticized by Judas. This we are told in John 12 and the verse 4. And his criticism was taken up by other disciples also. This we are told in Matthew chapter 26 and the verse 8. Here in Mark 14, we are told that they troubled Mary about the matter. That is, they vexed her with their criticism. They felt that a better use of the ointment would have been made had it been sold and the money given to the poor. Christ disagreed. Our love for Christ is demonstrated firstly by our attitude and actions toward him personally, and secondly, in our care for others. We may care for others and never have a love for the Saviour, but we will never love the Saviour without having a love for our neighbour. This is a lesson that needs to be noted by all today. Most measure their religious temperature by what they do for others, but the Lord measures your heart's affection by what you do for him. Thirdly, The measure of our Saviour's appreciation of Mary's action is seen in his response. He defended her actions, and he rebuked the disciples. Furthermore, he praised her. "She hath wrought a good work on me," verse 6. Gifts may be made to the poor at any time, and should be made, but the occasions when something may be done for the Saviour are not so common. Mary most likely never had another opportunity to show her love as she did here, and she was right to take it. A further evidence of the Saviour's appreciation is seen in his final words on the matter. "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of her for a memorial of her. That is why I have called this a memorial service for a long-dead woman." Mary is long dead, but her loving action lives on in the Bible's record of it. Christ has seen to it that Mary's devotion is known among all the nations throughout the centuries that have intervened since its occurrence. This morning's broadcast is but part of the Saviour's intended memorial to the love of this disciple to him. Christ would have all his people learn from this that their love for him will never be forgotten or overlooked or go unrewarded. No matter how the devotion of a believer may have been misunderstood, Christ will set the record straight and see that due honour is given to his faithful ones. Not all have had the matter dealt with, as did Mary, so that their critics were shut up immediately. But be assured that one day the record will be set straight for every maligned Christian. One day before the assembled multitudes of humanity, Christ will say to his loved ones, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Will you be amongst those so honoured? You will only be there if you have believed the gospel, repented of your sins, trusted Christ for your salvation. God bless you. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.